Joining us on the line now is Garvin Fraley. It has been a few fantastic days for the young Innes own man. He's been crowned the FAI Amateur Player of the Year for 2024 on Thursday night. Garvin, first and foremost, a huge congratulations to you. A great, proud moment for you and your family, not forgetting your club, Cockhill Celtic. What has the last 48 hours been for you?
Hi, thanks very much, first. It's been brilliant, as you say. It's a proud moment for myself and my family and the club, I've been overwhelmed by messages and support, it's been brilliant, It's been absolutely brilliant, to tell you the truth.
Being part of a very successful soccer team that, of course, been Cockhill Celtic, and has this lots of highs in your career, Garvin? Has this been the proudest moment in your career to date?
I would have to say it's well up there. I think maybe winning the actual Junior Cup back in May was probably the best moment for me, But now look, it's one that in a couple of years' time I'll probably sit back and remember with a smile on my face, that's for sure.
In terms of the Ulster Senior League, there's obviously no Ulster Senior League at the moment. Back to the Innes Own Football League, winning that competition last season. Talk to me about the standard of the Innes Own Football League, and by all accounts, a high standard and improving all the time.
Without a doubt, it posed a lot of different challenges compared to the Ulster Senior League. I suppose for us, taking the step down to, as we call, junior football, it was difficult. We kind of didn't really know what was ahead of us. And the start of last season, we lost a few players and we were kind of all over the place. But look, there's a lot of good teams in the league, and the way it was for us, there was always a tag in our back, coming down, and people wanted to kind of prove that they were better than us as such. So it's a good league, and it's run very well, and I've been enjoying it, to tell you the truth, as most of the boys have.
Back to this award, the Amateur Player of the Year. It was presented to you before the UEFA Nations League game between Ireland and Finland on Thursday night. We can't forget Evan Ferguson. He got the Young Player of the Year. Ogbeni got the Senior Player of the Year. So it's safe to say you were in good company, and I'm sure you enjoyed the whole experience.
Definitely. It was a great night, Sort of didn't know what to expect going down the road. We weren't really sure what way it was going to... I know it was going to be a good night, but didn't really know what to expect. But no, it was a really good night. We really enjoyed it, to tell you the truth. And we were well looked after by the FAA, and Cockhill looked after us as well, So thankfully all went well, and it was a great experience now.
Obviously, the listeners will be aware you're a high-profile striker within the county, 34 years of age. Was there a favourite player that, when Garvin Fraley was a young boy growing up, that you wanted to be when you got older? Who was your childhood hero?
I always liked Henrik Larsson. I might be a bit different than the likes of him. I'd be a big fella. He was nice and wee, but he was probably a player that I liked to watch. We used to go to the Celtic games with my dad. He would always have a season book, so I probably Henrik Larsson would have been the main player I used to watch. So I probably am.
I remember going to Finn Park. I think it was 2015. Correct me if I'm wrong. You had a stint with the club from January to July, 15 appearances. That wasn't your second spell in the club. You were there in 2011 as well. Looking back, Garvin, had you opportunities to play in the SSE or Tricity League at a higher level? And looking back, is it something that maybe you could have got a bit more opportunities?
I don't really have any regrets or anything like that, but I had opportunities with Finn Harps, and I did enjoy my time, but my heart was always in Cockhill, and my friends was there, and I always enjoyed my football better at Cockhill. As I say, I have no regrets. Finn Harps is a great club, and I met some good fellas along the way, but it just didn't work out for me for one reason or another, But look, as I say, no regrets, and I'm delighted that I'm involved with Cockhill, and I'm playing with my friends, and we're winning trophies, and really enjoying your football is the most important part, I suppose.
Speaking of enjoying your football, if a young striker was listening to this interview today, what would Garvin Fraley's advice be to a young striker? Maybe he's playing at underage level at Finn Harps or Derry, and maybe there's local clubs in Donegal monitoring their success as well. What would Garvin Fraley's advice be to a young striker or a young soccer player in Donegal?
I suppose there's no replacement for hard work. Just keep the head down and listen to your coaches. I suppose as a striker, you're heavily dependent on the success of the 10 men behind you. And you know, if you can get, I'm lucky that I play with a great team that won trophies, and most of my success obviously comes from that. And I get plenty of opportunities, and when you do, just try and take them. And hey, if it doesn't work out for you, it's just the next ball, as we always say. Just keep the head down and work hard, and things will go your way.
Gavin, we know you're playing at the minute in the NHL Football League for Cork Hall Celtic. Buncrana, correct me if I'm wrong, top of the table. What's your hopes for the season? Long way off in the season, and I'm sure more trophies, more success, and more goals.
Aye, look, hey, that's you always set your stall out to try and win your league, like, and I mean, Buncrana and Kilmarnock and Aile are all good sides that are challenging, and look, it's always going to be difficult. But look, nothing's won this side of Christmas, but hopefully more trophies. And Cork Hull, the club, in fairness, they're always trying to, you know, go in the right direction and move forward and build on the previous year. Last year was great, but it means nothing if you can't go out and do something this year again. You just have to keep moving forward. So hopefully more medals. That's the plan.
Gavin Friel, a huge congratulations once again. Amateur Player of the Year, FAI Amateur Player of the Year for 2024. Thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Sport.
Thanks very much. Hey, cheers. Cheers for that.